This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're back on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and the Comedy Festival is nearly over. It's one more week and then it's done. But you know what? That doesn't mean I'm still not getting plenty of talented comedians coming and joining us here in the studio here at Joy 94.9. And joining me today is a fabulous comedian all the way from the UK. Please give it up for Rosie Jones.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I should let all the listeners know. So Rosie has cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Just so you notice, if you're wondering, hang on, that sounds a little bit different to what we normally hear.
Yeah, wait a minute. It's a bit slower, but don't worry, I'll get there eventually.
Exactly. Now, I saw you a couple of weeks ago because you're performing as a part of New Order, a whole host of Scottish and UK comedians here performing, which was bloody hilarious, and I absolutely loved it. And without even realising, it's such a queer show.
Oh, yeah. I think that actually happened coincidentally,
really?
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I think they just picked their four favourite comedians from the UK and Ireland.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, wait a minute, 3 out of 4 are queer.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to feel bad for that one straight one.
He's poor Chris.
He's the diversity hire of the comedia group, isn't he?
He really feels a lot for that. Oh, we're loving the poor token straight white man. You gotta feel sorry for him because they're at the bottom of the rung.
Yeah, white straight men have a really tough time with it, don't they?
Bless him.
You are absolutely hilarious. You came out and just rocked it the other night, and I was just loving every minute of it, but I did wonder, What was it like for you starting off doing comedy, having cerebral palsy?
Well, I come from a funny family, so throughout my life I would make jokes with my family and people would say, oh, you should be a comedian.
Yeah.
And I'd always go, don't be ridiculous. No one would understand me. Like, everyone will get to the punchline before I do. And that's not good.
But that's not what happens.
Yeah. So then I am a big fan of comedy. And one of my heroes is Tig Notaro, who's a queer comedian from Canada, and she's able-bodied, but her style is very slow and drawn out, and people hang on every word. And I saw her and I thought, wait a minute, I could do the same thing.
Exactly.
So maybe the audience will think they get into the punchline, but actually, at the last moment, I'll swerve it and I'll shock them.
And you do.
Hopefully.
No, you absolutely do. I loved it. It was fantastic. But it also speaks to your skill as a performer, because with stand-up, it's not easy getting up there and holding a massive audience's attention.
No.
It's not an easy thing to do. And where we were watching New Order, like, it's a big room, but it's very dark. And it is really funny. We had Catherine in. Catherine, who's wonderful.
No.
And Catherine was in. And when we were talking about it, she was saying all the straight conservative people sit up the front. front, and all the queers are up the back. So I had this mission when I was going to see it to be like, oh, I want to be up the front to be supportive.
Yeah.
But that's not what happens as well. No. You're in this room and, it's this massive mix of people.
Yeah.
But you command, I mean, every comedian commands their attention in their own different way.
Yeah.
And you just step right out there and grab us.
Yeah. I think because I walk more like naturally, slowly. When I come out, a lot of conservative people are a bit nervous and they don't know what to make of me.
Yeah.
So what I do is I try to ooze confidence. So I go, don't worry, relax. Chill out, and know where I am. I haven't got lost. I'm doing this on purpose, and hopefully, if I'm doing my job properly, that within that 30 seconds, they relax, and they just, like I say in my show, it's like they tune in to how I talk and they enjoy the ride.
Well, I mean, the way in which you deliver your stand-up, you tune in, you're exactly right, like bang on.
Yeah.
You're just right there with you and dive straight in. And I know that can be hard when you're doing a mixed show like the ones you guys are doing with New Order, where you've got a lot of different comedians and a lot of different tempos, and you each have completely different styles, which is great.
And it's good because if you don't like one, you've only got 10 minutes of us. But for a comedian, it's really hard because usually I got an hour. So that is about 10 minutes to introduce them, and then we can get into the meat and the heart of it. But with 10 minutes, you gotta go, right, hold on, this is all of me in 10 minutes, bye-bye.
Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer these kind of shows or doing your whole, a big whole stand-up show?
Well, this show is a lot easier. Yeah. Like, I'm having the best month ever because I'm being paid to work 10 minutes a day, which is incredible.
I know, I'm pretty jealous, I've got to be honest.
It's so good. But if I'm honest, I prefer an hour because with that time you can hopefully do something more than comedy and tackle the serious topics and really take the audience on a journey.
So I guess the next thing is next year we're just going to have to get you to come back and do your own solo show.
Yes, please.
Is this your first time doing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Yeah, it's my first time in Australia.
What's the weirdest thing you've found about Australia?
Oh, man, I love it so much. So it's not weird. But maybe in Melbourne it's a coffee mentality. Every place you go, you had to get a coffee. And I have been wired for 4 weeks.
Everyone has been saying the coffee's been awesome. For those that are just tuning in, we're listening to... I'm sorry. For those that have just tuned in, you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And it's Dean here. And I'm interviewing Rosie Jones, who's appearing in New Order in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And there's only 4 nights left, isn't it? You've got tonight off.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Yeah, well, you've had a big month. Look at you sounding disappointed.
I'm really don't want to go.
Stick around.
Can I stay?
Absolutely. So you've got four more shows of New Order, and you've been doing that show with some other comedians from the UK and Scott. So, and you've been loving the coffee here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So I don't drink coffee.
What?
I'm a chocolate milkshake kind of guy.
Nice.
But every single comedian that's come in constantly keeps talking about our coffee. And I'm just like, I feel like at night you're all at the comedy festival bar or doing your shows, and then during the day you all just hang out at a coffee shop.
Basically, yeah. My whole month, every day, I wake up with such good intentions. I'm like, I'm gonna not drink, I'm gonna write my sitcom, I'm gonna work all day long. And then what's so lovely about here is there's a big group of international comedians, and we've all got so friendly. So at 11 a.m. I'll get a text to go and brunch. And every day I'm like,
let's do it.
The
sitcom can wait till tomorrow.
I'll work tomorrow.
So what sitcom are you working on?
So I'm greedy, so I'm actually working on four sitcoms.
Oh my God. One wasn't enough.
Yeah, why write one sitcom when you can write four? So they're at all that different places, so I got a crack on with them, but Coffee.
There's always room for brunch.
Yeah.
You can go back to writing them when you fly back home.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Now, it's the last week of the comedy festival. Yeah. There's not that many Jays left.
Yeah.
Has there anyone that you've loved seeing or hanging out with, or someone that you've just gone, wow, they've been awesome, that you've seen while you've been here?
Well, he's a good friend of mine, but Jordan Brooks is amazing. So if you want a crazy hour, I saw it about 10 days ago, and honestly, I'm still thinking about it now.
It's that good.
It's so good. Ooh. And then if you want the American equivalent to our show is called Headliners.
Yes, we've been promoting. We had Joel Kim Booster in here as well.
Joel.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, so all four of them are amazing.
Unfortunately, he's done already.
Yeah!
He was here for one week, in and out.
Yeah, I miss him, but so, yeah, but everyone's amazing.
Oh, it's good. So, do you prefer doing these long stints, like a month long, or just getting in and getting out with a show like this?
I prefer month long because when I'm back in the UK, although I live in London, a lot of my gigs are out of London.
Yeah.
So a lot of my days are spent on trains, travelling, getting there, getting back. Whereas I'm here for a month, and where I'm living is 30 seconds from my venue.
Okay, you're really... Well, you're at the town hall, which means you're very close.
Oh, yeah. So I get up and I'm in central Melbourne. I'm walking everywhere. It's so great.
Oh, well, we're loving having you here. Everyone, go and see New Order. I went and saw it a couple of weeks ago and could not stop laughing. It was the best kind of show to go and see for my night. Not just because, three out of the four comedians happened to be queer, which I didn't even know. Like, I knew I knew Catherine was. And, and there's even a punchline there with Catherine's that she didn't give away here on the show, which is bloody brilliant. But I didn't even realise it and saw the queerest show. And it was also bloody hilarious with four completely different comedians. And one of them is the fabulous Rosie Jones, who has been joining me here today. Rosie, thank you for coming in. It's your day off from the festival. Yeah. You get to take a bit of a breather.
Yeah.
But I'm loving that you've come in, and there's four more nights to come and see you while you're here in Melbourne.
So come and we'll have a little drink after.
Well, what more could you ask for? Rosie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.